The loss of millions of dollars in state grant money for road projects next year is prompting the Santa Rosa County Commission to explore other revenue streams. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports one possibility is a hike in the county's gas tax.
Since 2010, the Small County Outreach Program at the Department of Transportation has funneled nearly $7 million to Santa Rosa for local road projects. Officials there are now looking at how to offset losing eligibility for future grants because of a growing population. Commission Chairman Don Salter says that growth has landed the county somewhere between a small and a not yet large county.
With that said, we've lost those transportation grants that we depended on each year to help pave our resurface some of our large county roads. We were eligible for two grants a year, so it kind of depended on the projects. In some years, it was anywhere between $500,000 and $1 million.
According to the Census Bureau, Santa Rosa's population was 151,000 in 2010, exceeding the 150,000 limit for scope eligibility. An estimate released in 2013 shows the population is now more than 161,000. Scope grants pay 75% of approved road projects, and the counties pick up the remainder. Salter says if nothing else, there's a regional precedent for raising the gas tax.
Scambia County last year, they raised their gas tax to offset some of their public transportation. Okaloosa County had to do the same thing to cover some of their drainage problems. But the gas tax was designed to specifically and only cover transportation costs.
The tax has remained a nickel a gallon for the better part of a quarter century. At this point, Salter's unsure of just how much of a hike would be considered, if any.
But I think each penny will probably generate somewhere about $400,000 to $500,000 a year. We have never taken advantage of using the other 5 cents of the gas tax that the counties are allowed to use.
Santa Rosa County appears to be very limited in exploring other possible revenue streams. For one thing, there's no local option sales tax, as is the case in Escambia County.
They use a lot of their local option sales tax to cover their transportation projects, and we don't have that over here. Our general revenue is pretty much already committed just to day-to-day operations within the county, and we'll look at all potential, but right now it looks like the gas tax would be the most logical user type of fee.
Salter and his fellow commissioners plan to hold a workshop January 28th to address the overall issues facing Santa Rosa County. Replacing the scope funding is expected to be at or near the top of the agenda.
Our revenue, the lack of revenue, what we can use certain types of revenue for. We're going to be looking at all of our capital improvement projects and trying to figure out how to pay for those projects, and that includes the courthouse. Do we want to wait to 2016 and bring it back before the people?
The theme for the workshop, says Salter, is quit kicking the can down the road.
We've got a lot of projects like the courthouse and like some of our transportation projects where we've known that need was going to be there. And we've kicked the can down the road, and that's caught up with us now. So we're going to have to figure out how to deal with that.
If the commission decides to raise the gas tax, Salter recognizes it could be a tough sell to constituents. But he says it could become a matter of pay now or pay more later.
And if we don't look at those other sources of user-type revenue, we're going to have to start looking at property taxes. And that's the worst thing that we can do.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.